A very good morning to you. It is the 8th of April, Wednesday, 2020. This is your friend Angus Buchan with a word for the day. If we go to God's holy word, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 49, the word of God says, "And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, that is Adam, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man." Wow, what a title, the heavenly man. Who is he? Well, his name is Jesus. He is the heavenly man. And then if we go to the Gospel of John chapter 3 and verse 31, this is what the word says. "He who comes from above," that's Jesus, "is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all." What are you speaking about this morning, my dear friend? Are you speaking about heavenly things, or are you speaking about earthly things? You and I gave our lives to Jesus Christ, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I want to encourage you as you build up towards the Easter celebration to really seek the face of God and start to speak about the things which are pertaining to eternity and eternal life. We are heavenly people. We are not of those of the dust. "I once was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see." Amazing Grace, written by John Newton, the captain of a slave ship who was saved gloriously by the heavenly man, Jesus Christ. I myself was saved on the 18th of February, my wife and I, 1979. The old man died, and the new man rose up, the heavenly man. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. We need to get focused on heaven and not get bogged down by the things of the earth. Have a wonderful day as you look up and realize that your redemption, your salvation draws very near. God bless you, and goodbye till next time.